Torah tells us, "Hey, Anochi Nosim Lefnechem Hayom, Bracha Uklom." And the Mefarshim discuss who is speaking here in this pasuk. Is this Ribbono Shel Olam speaking? "Hey, Anochi Nosim Lefnechem Hayom, Bracha Uklom," or is this Moshe Rabbeinu speaking? In the part of the Yotzev HaKadosh, where Rav David Mandelbaum quotes different opinions on this matter. Who is speaking in this pasuk? Re'ah no ki no tim l'fnecha v'yom bracha uklom. Is it the Ribbono Shel Olam or is it Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh understands that it's Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. But the Rachaim HaKadosh wants to know, what is the Lashon Re'eh? Re'eh. Just say, Hine Anochim Lissel, Re'eh, see. What is see? What do you see? Just say, Hine Anochim Lissel, Lissnechem Hayom, Bracho Klova. What's the Re'eh? And what's the Lashon Anochi? What's the Lashon Anochi? Why is that Lashon used? Lama Omer Lashon Yochi. So he quotes here in the Pshat, he says like this: Nirash Hakavani Ki Lefisha Bolav Chiron Ba'olam Ha'Elyon Ulhamid Kol Tovos Olam Hazeh. But Moshe Rabbeinu now is going to tell them that you should choose the path of bracha, which means a life of ruchnius, not a life of gashmius. Ugidei sheis amsul etzlam hadvar and tzorach shalmachiyach yevo shnei yoni. He says, if the person speaking to them and telling them, giving them musa, and telling them you should live this type of life and not this type of life. So in order for the people to listen to him, you have to have two qualifications, that the person who's giving the mussar and telling them choose this type of life and not that this type of life has to have. Number one, Ethan, Shiyakir Hakara Hushis Tutova Elyon. He has to know what it is, what ruchnius is. How great ruchnius is. But habeis shehisik hasavus tov olam hazeh v'kinyonov. But he has to also understand what olam hazeh is. Because if he never reached a material wealth in olam hazeh, so maybe people will say you don't know what it is to live such a lifestyle. If you would grow up the way we grew up with all this money and all this riches, maybe you would say that Taka, you should live such a lifestyle. So if they're going to be able to listen to a person, they have to listen to a person who, what? Who understands what bracha is, who understands olam haba is, who understands ruchni is, but also understands what gashmius is also. And then they could say, okay, we could relate to him, because he knows what we're talking about. Because if the person who's giving the mussar and saying live a life of bracha of ruchnius and not a life of klala, if he is mushlal, he's lacking Mikinyane Olam Hazeh Lo Ya'amdu Dvarav. People will not listen to him. L'masigi Tovas Olam Hazeh. People who have Olam Hazeh will say that he doesn't know what it is to have Olam Hazeh. We can't relate to him. Yomru Ein Omrim L'misha Lora Yavu V'yagit Shimhaya Toim Ta'ameh Hanoz Gedolos Olam Hazeh. In other words, they'll say, if a person knows what it is to have all the pleasures of this world, you know, they won't be so quick to reject it. Perish a lie tiru v'tatzdiku v'tatzkilu lahatzdik advar. Ki hu hissing lahakya tov olam hazeh. Ki hayagonol ma'od v'gibor melech v'oshir. Moshe Rabbeinu had a stelas of a melech. He was a gibor, an oshir. He had everything. So he says, re'ei anochi. In other words, you can look at me as an example. You can look at me as an example of somebody who understands what it is to have Olam Hazeh and to have Ruchnius as well. And so I can tell you that I can tell you choose the bracha, because I know what it is, the life of Gashmius, I know what the life of Ruchnius is. I went through it, says Moshe Rabbeinu, Re'ei Anochi, and therefore you can listen. So the idea that I want to glean from this pasuk is the following. As we know, we're going to see the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, "Asei lecha rav." You know, part of going to yeshiva, the beginnings of the zman. Well, what's the point? The zman is that you can get everything online. All of Shas is online. You don't have to come to, why do you have to go to yeshiva? You can get all of Shas, you can get Yud Torah and this, any type of shiur you want, you just press a button and it's all there. So why are you all here? What's the point? What's the point of coming to yeshiva? So I believe the point of coming to yeshiva is to have that relationship, that Rebbe Talmud relationship, role models of the different Rebbeim. So that's the point. The Re'ei Anochi, meaning Chas V'Shalom, we're not comparing any Rebbe or anyone to Moshe Rabbeinu, but to have Re'ei, to have visual aids, visual experiences of learning together and seeing the Beis Medrash, being part of the experience together, that you'll never get just by going online. You can't have experience. You can't get a Rebbe by going online. Having a Re'ei means you have to see it yourself. You have to be part of the experience, and you have to be able to relate to your role models. And that's what the Or Chaim HaKadosh is saying. Because if they couldn't relate to Moshe Rabbeinu, then they wouldn't listen to him. And the point of starting and going to yeshiva, of course, Bez Hashem will learn a lot. But as I said, If it's all about just learning Torah facts, so you can spend your whole life, there's enough on the computer now that you can manage to spend your whole life listening to shiurim online. It used to be kinds of tapes are strictly obsolete, Torah tapes, you know, but now CDs and computers. You can get everything. I'm sure you can live till 120 and more. And you'll be able to hear. But the point of the yeshiva experience is the Re'ei, is that you're seeing, you're part of an experience, and you have the opportunity to get Rebbeim, to get Chaverim, to be able to get Rebbeim and Chaverim who can relate to you. Just like the Or Chaim HaKadosh says, Re'ei Anochi, Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. They say, look at me. I'm telling you to live a life of Ruchnius, because I know what it is, Gashmius also. And I believe also that the Baal HaTurim says, Re'ei Anochi, says the Baal HaTurim, Re'ei Aseret HaDibra Shepasach Ba'Anochi. The Re'ei Anochi is referring to the Aseret HaDibra, the Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And I think the point is based on the Gemara Shabbos, on Kuf Hei, page 3. The Gemara Shabbos on page 3. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi Ben Zimra Minayin Lashon Notrikon Min HaTorah. The concept of Notrikon, which is sort of like Rosh HaTevis. Where do we see that in the Torah? So one of the Makoros, the Gemara says, is from the word Anochi. And the Gemara says, the last word on the line is Ni'ima. Rabban Amri Amira Ni'ima Siva Yadiva. That Anochi stands for Amira Ni'ima, that the Torah is a pleasant Amira Siva and given to us. The Torah is an Amira Ni'ima. And I feel a lot of times the person learns by themselves and never had a role model, never had Rebbeim, never had live role models. So sometimes you don't know how to put it all together. You just get a lot of facts, and then you don't know how to live it in a proper way. You don't know how to, you know, you can learn all of Hilchos, whatever, but then how do we implement it, Lamaisa, into life? And that's Re'ei, you have to see. You have to see live role models. You have to come to yeshiva and have friends who are Yirei Shamayim and Rebbeim and Rosh Yeshiva and all different types of things. So you can have a Re'ei. You can see it. If you see it, then it all fits in. Then it's an Amira Ni'ima. Sometimes a person just learns Sfarim, so this paper says you have to do this Chumrah, and this paper says this Chumrah, so they just pile on Chumras. If you don't see live role models, you'll understand which Chumras are accepted and which Chumras are not accepted. It won't be an Amira Ni'ima unless there's Re'ei, unless you see it and you have live role models. And that's the Targum Unkelus says in Korach. It says Vayikach Korach, two words. It is Halab Korach. That Korach's thing is that he was a separatist. He didn't want to have a Re'ei. He didn't want Moshe Rabbeinu to be his Rebbe. And there's an unbelievable shot from the Maral. You know, you're all familiar, Rashi quotes part of it, and the rest of it is in the Medrash. When Korach came and gave over, you know, his pitch, so what? And he had 250 people. So what did the Medrash say on page 8? Maxi Lamala, Va'asulam Tzitzis, Kofat Korach Lamala Moshe, Talis Shekula Tchelos, Moshe Tev Ketura Min Tzitzis. Whereas if you have a talis that's totally blue, so do you need a Tchelos string? That was his question. Meaning, of course you shouldn't need it. Whereas one blue string. But if the talus, if I need a one blue string to remind myself of God, so if my talus, if the beggar is cold, totally blue, I shouldn't even need that string. That was the first question. And the second question on page 9, second line, Bais Malis Svarim, my shape, Potom, and a mezuzah. What if I have a house full of Svarim? So do I need a mezuzah? Torah said, of course you shouldn't need a mezuzah. Why? Because, well, mezuzahs to remind me of God, of learning, of Torah. I have 1,000 books in my room, so I shouldn't need a mezuzah. Those are the two things. He says, if the beggar is totally blue, I shouldn't need the string. If the house is full of sfarim, I shouldn't need a mezuzah. What is he trying to say? So the Maral, Rav Soloveitchik said a little bit like this, and the Maral says more. Rav Shechter quotes it in the Nefesh HaRav. Maral explains beautifully. There's a salvation along the same lines. Say like this. The mezuzah is the Rebbe. The string of Tchelas is the Rebbe. He's saying like this. Torah said, Kola Eda Kulam Kedoshim. We're all holy people. So we're all B'nai Torah, so we don't need role models. We don't need Rebbeim. So if I have a bias, Molei Svarim, why do I need a mezuzah? And if I have what? If I have a beged, shakula tchelis, why do I need a tchelis tree? And the Maral explains the idea is that you need a Rebbe for two things. The bais molis svarim means you need a Rebbe to teach you how to learn. Whereas even if you have a full library, some people have said, you can have a full library full of svarim. Right, we do. We have a full library full of svarim. But if you didn't have Rebbeim, you just went and learned in the library, and you're a smart person, you won't come out and know how to learn. Because you need a Mesorah. You need a Rebbe to tell you which svarim to look in, which svarim not to look in, which svarim are fundamental, which are not fundamental. You go to a library, you don't know which is... You just see thousands and thousands of stacks and stacks and stacks. So that's the bais molid svarim. So Carl says, you don't need a mezuzah. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you need a mezuzah. Because you need that Rebbe to tell you how to approach all those svarim. You have a palace, shekula tchelis. So tzitzis reminds you how to do the mitzvahs. It's hard that it's called mitzvahs. So you have a palace called tchelis. You need that one chut of tchelis, the Rebbe, to show you, to give you hadrasa. And that's re'ein. Re'ein means you have to be able to see live role models. And to be able to learn from a live person. And that's the stone of, and that's what the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says. So if you want your Yadus to be Anochi, Amir and Ima, then it has to be Re'ei. You have to see. And we know what do we know about Re'ei? The pasuk in Yeshaya. What does the pasuk say in Yeshaya? The pasuk in Yeshaya on page 24. Nasa lachem lachem tzarma loykara v'hayu einecha ra'os es boracha. You should see your Rebbe. So there's a famous Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin on Yud Gimel Amud Bey says, "Amma Rebbe, Haid is a Chazana Mechavroi. The reason why I'm sharper, I know how to learn better than some of my friends, the Chazisi the Rabbeya Mechora. Because at least I saw Rameh, I saw his back. I saw Rameh. The evil Chazisu Mechamei. If I were sitting on Meir from the front, I would have been even sharper. Why? Meaning that Torah has to come with a Re'ei. That's to be Re'ei. When you have a role model to look at, to see, that's why you come to Yeshiva. To have role models, to have Re'eim, to have Kaverim. You can go to some secular college and you can listen online. And you can get all the Torah web, but you won't have Re'ei. You won't have that Re'u Einecha Ra'os Es Borecha. And then ultimately you'll be lacking. And I saw an unbelievable work from the Sefer Noam Megadim, which is a classic Hasidic Sefer. Rav Yishai Hasidah pointed out. I almost fell off the chair when I saw this book. It's in Pasuk in Chayei Sarah. It says, Yitzchak went to Davin. And what does he see? He made Gemolim boy. Okay? He sees the camels are coming. Who's on the camel? Rivka. Latisa Rivka say now. So what happens? Rivka sees Yitzchak. And what? Latipo me'al ha'gamol. She falls off the camel. So it's a very interesting pasuk. You know, there's a lot said on this pasuk. You know, she saw Yitzchak and she fell off the camel. Wow. So what's going on here? So the Noam Megadim, the Noam Megadim says, Mordek is Vort. Okay, you ready? Hold on for this one. Page 27. He quotes the Medrash. He says, Gemalim Boim, what is a Gemal? A camel. Magamal Yeshmo Simon Tuma is Simon Tara. A camel has one simon of tuma. You know, the two simon itara, right? The chewing the cuds and the split hooves. So some animals only have one. They might have split hooves, but they don't chew the cud. Something, right? So a gamal has only one of the. It doesn't have split hooves, even though it chews its cud. So listen carefully. When Yitzchak sees Rivka for the first time, you know what he sees? He sees confusion. She's on the gumball. Meaning, she has goodness in her, but she came from a background. There's a lot of Or v'choshek, yishtamshin v'rebuvya. There's a lot of confusion. She's on a gumball. A gumball, there's some tumma, there's some tara, there's good values, there's not good values. You know what? Once she sees Yitzchak, the tzaddik, then everything becomes clear. And then Vatipol Be'al Gamal. And then there's no confusion anymore. Because now it's Amir and Ni'imla. Now it's all, now everything becomes clear. She knows what to differentiate the good from the bad. Vatipol Be'al Gamal. And that's what he writes here. He wrote King Yomel Yamshu inspired us on Dover Kedusha, the Stakel, the Pinus Rivka, for Ravi Nig Molin Boim, Simon Tum of Simatara, Ainu of Hadover, the Irbu of Hatayv of Tocha Mitzvah. And then he quotes the Gemara. Rabbeinu HaKadosh says, I saw Rav Meir, if I would have seen him. So he says, Zen Mamar Kosu Kikik Rivka, second paragraph, Kalim. Loiso Mishleimus Adayim Bedover. Akvatisa Rivka, Eseinea, Vatireli Yitzchok, Miyad Shava Or Marisa El HaKodesh, Vatipo Me'al HaGomel, Be'irbuv Tuva Vatara. Now she doesn't have any more confusion. Now she has a Rebbe, which is going to be a husband. And now there's no confusion. So a person doesn't have a Rebbe, so he reads things, he learns things, he's on his own, he doesn't have hadracha. So it's like confusion. It's not an Amir and Ima. So Re'eh, if you have Ru'ei Necha Ra'os Esporecha, so then Anochi, then it's going to be Amir and Ima. And that's what the Noam Megadim says. Soon as Vatira Es Yitzchak, Vatipo Me'al HaGomel. And that doesn't mean Rabosai, as we'll see, we quote from Rav Chaim Volozhinov. You know, he discusses the concept that Talmud should. First, he discusses on page 20, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Asei Lecha Rav, Knei Lecha Chaver. So the first point is Asei Lecha Rav, Knei Lecha Chaver, those are similar. You need a Rebbe, you need a friend. What's Havidan Lechol Odom Lechav Schus? So he points out, because if you're never going to dine your Rebbe or your friend Lechav Schus, your Rebbe's not going to be perfect and your friend's not going to be perfect. So if you're going to just chuck everybody who's not perfect, then you won't have a Rebbe, you won't have a friend. So Havidan Lechav Schus, if you want to have a Rebbe or a friend. But and then Rav Chaim Volozhinov says on the Mishnah on page 21, Bavim Misabek Vafarag Lehem means from Loshon Vayavet Ishima. So it literally means he should cling by the dust of his feet. But we know the Loshon Misabek is Loshon wrestle, like Yaakov and the Malach. It was wrestling. Vayavet Ishima means the Rebbe says something, so you should. You shouldn't look, in other words, you should think about it. You shouldn't just write it down. You should think about it, and if you have a question, you should ask. You should be active, an active participant. You shouldn't just be, a passive. You know, that's part of having a Rebbe, is being mefalpel with the Rebbe. Not just, it's Re'eh, it's a role model. It's Amira Ni'ima, but it's also being part of the process of learning together. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner also pointed out, this Rav Shechter likes to quote, is that on page 22, that there are four types of Talmidim. There's the Spug, the Mashpeh, the Mishameres, the Nafa. What's the best? The Sprug, you would think, he soaks up everything. But he says, no. The Sprug is not the best. The Sprug takes in everything. But he doesn't know how to organize it. The Mashpeh is, he hears from his Rebbe, but then it goes through the cracks, he forgets. The Mishmeres takes the good and the things that he doesn't think are so emistic, he doesn't stay over. And the Napa takes the bad and leaves the good. So it means what he's saying is that a Talmud also could learn. Doesn't have to accept every single thing. It could be, but the point is, Rabosai, that the Yisod of Torah, the Torah is given the Mesorah, it's a Re'ei Anochi. And in other words, you have to be able to relate to your Rebbe on a real level, and that's why you come to Yeshiva. And just like Rivka saw Yitzchak, and now things became clear. Because if you try to just do it on your own, as smart as you may be, and in the end you'll have a lot of knowledge, but it'll be confused, and you won't know how to put it in the proper order. You won't know what's Iker, what's Tafel, in learning or in mitzvahs. And that's why you go to yeshiva. Again, in our generation, knowledge is, especially in the computer generation, Torah facts. You could listen online to whole of Shas. But you won't have an Amir and Ima unless you have the Re'eh. You come to Yeshiva, you see, you're part of an experience, you see it in your own eyes, you're part of, you live it. Then it's Amir and Ima.